We are so excited that you are here to listen to the Script Cake Podcast.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We want to help you develop your idea into a great screenplay, and who knows, maybe you'll write the next big blockbuster.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah!
Well, there's always a chance, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. Are you ready to learn about screenwriting?
Yes, Will Steinberg!
All right, then. Let's get started. Enjoy.
Welcome to Script Cake Episode 56. I'm your host, Lavender Gill, and this week I want to talk about how to write visually. One of the biggest, I think, misconceptions a lot of screenwriters have about writing visually is that every scene has to be an action sequence or there has to be some kind of physical confrontation going on. And while that's not 100% inaccurate, that's not always the goal, because it's impossible to have an action sequence or a fight sequence going on in every scene of your movie. We all know that conflict is one of the most important elements of every scene because that's how we reveal information about our characters, but writing visually is also how we reveal information about our characters. Now, I want you to think about the visual plane in three terms: the foreground, the midground, and the background. You have three visual layers with which you can tell information about your characters. You can have stuff going on in the foreground, you can have stuff going on in the background, and of course you can have your character dealing with whatever they're dealing with. It's not a one-dimensional scenario. The second thing that I want you to really focus on is trying to reveal internal information externally. So it's imperative that you understand internally what the point of each scene is, emotionally what the point of each scene is. And once you can figure that out, then you can externally show something happening that will reveal that internal information. And the really cool thing about that is the audience doesn't always know they're getting all this information until later. Then they'll piece together all these little pieces of the puzzle you've put together and go, oh, wait a second. They know something. They don't know how they know it. They just know it. And that is visual writing. I'll give you a quick example. Opening sequence of the movie Spider-Man, the original one with Peter Parker. Of course, Peter Parker's in all of them. The original one with Tobey Maguire, directed by Sam Raimi. What's the first scene in the movie? And it's Peter Parker being late, okay, for his school bus in the morning. This reveals a lot of character information, because if you go in and you listen to the thematic quote that comes with that movie, as many of you can probably recall, it is, "With great power comes great responsibility." Okay, Peter is irresponsible. In the first scene, he's late for the bus. That is irresponsible. So we're taking that thematic element, that emotional beat of irresponsibility, and we're externalizing it. Okay, so now we see Peter being late. And this happens over and over throughout the movie. He doesn't show up to help Uncle Ben paint the kitchen. He is irresponsible. He gets his superpowers, and instead of using them for good, he decides to win some money so he can buy a car and impress a girl. Irresponsible. And the ultimate irresponsibility is when he has a chance to stop the guy stealing from the wrestling arena. He doesn't. He doesn't stop it, even though he has superpowers, even though he's standing right there. He could stop that guy, and he doesn't. And that guy kills Uncle Ben. So do you see how all these physical elements that are happening are externalizations of what is going on inside of Peter Parker's character? And again, we don't piece it together as it's happening, but as these scenes pile up, as they accumulate, then we figure out, wait a second, all this stuff is here for so much more than just what we physically see. That is visual screenwriting. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to the Script Cake Podcast. I am your host, Lavender Gill. If you have a screenwriting question, please feel free to forward it to info@scriptcake.com, and we may feature your question on a future podcast. If you'd like to know more about me, please check out my website, lavinder.com, lavinder.com, to see where I'll be speaking, presenting, and to get more information on my book, Script Cake Secrets, The Top 10 Mistakes Novice Screenwriters Make and How to Fix Them. Until next time.